88.3 Southern FM, local and live.
Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this week's The Space Show, a woman in space. And in the case of one Australian woman, that may literally come true. Here we go with Space Show News. Today is International Women's Day. This year's theme is Digital, Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. Note the play on words, digital and digital. This being the space show, what better topic than women in space? According to a release from Federal Science Minister Science and Technology Minister Ed Husic, an Australian woman will make history as she heads to Germany for astronaut training with the European Space Agency. Catherine Bennell-Pegg will be the first Australian-born woman to represent our nation in astronaut training by an international space agency. As a space systems engineer of over 12 years' experience, Ms. Bennell-Pegg has studied and worked across six countries on human spaceflight missions and technologies, the International Space Station, debris removal concepts, scientific, Earth observation and space exploration missions. Now, Ms. Bennell-Pegg is now an employee of the Department of Industry, Science and Resources, working at the Australian Space Agency. She will be seconded to the European Space Agency to begin training in April. When she completes her intensive training in mid-2024, Ms. Bennell-Pegg will receive basic training certification, which is a prerequisite for missions to the International Space Station. The secondment will further strengthen Australia's relationship with Europe, including in relation to space science. Now, Minister Ed Husic said, and I quote, "Catherine's achievements demonstrate a pathway to space for every kid in this country with a passion for science. We hope Catherine becomes an inspiration and example for others." This opportunity didn't happen randomly. It reflects Catherine's dedication and effort. Well done to her. Catherine's selection for astronaut training follows closely on Dr. Megan Christian's selection as a reservist astronaut for the European Space Agency only 6 months ago. On International Women's Day, we celebrate these women and the outsized role Australian-trained STEM talent is playing on the world stage and taking us to the stars. End quote. Which is, of course, nonsense, as 400 kilometres up at the space station is definitely not going to the stars, which are trillions of kilometres away. But, oh well, it's a common phrase, going, if you head above 100 kilometres, you've gone to the stars. Now, the head of the Australian Space Agency, Enrico Palermo, is quoted as saying, "This opportunity will provide rare insight into human spaceflight and improve access for Australian scientists and engineers into space-based programs to expand existing knowledge and capability in our country." Catherine's secondment also further strengthens our proud history of collaboration with Europe in space, which dates back nearly 45 years. Now, we have a quote here from the Director General of the European Space Agency, Joseph Aschbacher.
"International cooperation has always been paramount and will become even more important as we venture further into space. By training Catherine alongside European astronaut candidates, we are strengthening the bonds of international partnerships and providing ESA expertise to our partners.
And Catherine Bennell-Pegg said this, and again, we are auto-reading it.
I have always dreamed of being an astronaut. When I was young, it was for the adventure, but after more than a decade working in space, it's now because I know the role it plays in tackling real-world problems and developing new knowledge that can benefit our society, environment, and science. It's been a privilege to play a part in shaping our growing space sector in Australia in recent years, and I now look forward to contributing even more through this historic opportunity. I want to use this experience to open doors for Australian scientists and engineers to utilise space for their discoveries, to inspire the pursuit of STEM careers, and show all Australians that they too can reach for the stars.
And speaking last year at Sydney University's Warren Centre, Catherine had this to say.
It's a pleasure to be here to give the Warren Centre Innovation Lecture for 2022. It was about 18 years ago since I first entered Sydney University as an undergrad, half a lifetime ago. I think it was during my university review that I last stood on the stage at the Seymour Centre. But when I finished my undergrad at Sydney University, I wanted to develop space missions. And so I went overseas and I never looked back. I just didn't believe that I'd be able to have a career doing what I wanted to do in this country. But I was wrong. It is now entirely possible to have a compelling space career in Australia. It's more than possible, in fact, it's lucrative. Nowhere else in the world can you be part of growing and shaping a space sector that's nascent but yet has so much potential. To the point that today I will even make the case for space as the next frontier for Australian innovation.
This morning, Catherine Bennell-Pegg spoke with the Channel 9 television station.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled. This is such an incredible experience and opportunity. I've wanted to be an astronaut ever since I was a little girl, but I never thought I'd ever have the chance to do it as an Australian. So for me, that means so much. And I'm excited for this opportunity to show what Australia is capable of on the world stage, not just me, but all of Australian research and ingenuity, because it's the scientists and engineers that create the experiments that astronauts ultimately operate up there, and that's what I'll be training to learn how to do. Yeah, astronauts that are women are absolutely still in the minority, so I really hope to use this opportunity to demonstrate to young Australian women in particular that there's not just a place for them in STEM, but that they can really thrive and have compelling careers in it too. In Australia, when I grew up, we didn't even have a space agency, and now we have a thriving space sector and we're opening doors internationally and doing national missions, and there's so much opportunity. Space is a gateway ultimately to all STEM fields. I have two little kids. They love dressing up as astronauts. Yeah. They wouldn't dress up as a blockchain, right? But they can get excited into all STEM fields through opportunities like this.
Now, I have no idea what Catherine's mother thought of her daughter's ambition to go into space, but we could imagine something along these lines. Peggy Seeger wrote a song called The Space Girls Song, and we have it here sung by Julie Felix in 1970.
My mama told me I should never venture into space, but I did, I did, I did. She said no Terran girl should trust the Martian race, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go, and I was so romantic, I just couldn't say no. That he was just a servo robot, how was I to know? So I did, I did, I did. They warned me not to go around among the asteroids, but I did, I did, I did. They said I'd make those class three mutants frightfully annoyed, and I did, I did. They said that Saturn was too hot, Venus not much fun, and bug-eyed monsters tended to be just a trifle dumb. They said I'd need a blaster and my needle freezer gun, and I did. They said to find a man out there and try to settle down, so I did. They said my kids might grow up one-eyed, green, or bald around, and they did. My cosmic husband died of mumps 100 years ago. My daughter's in the Milky Way, a-tracking down a bow. And I'm so old and doddering, I've nothing for to show. What I did.
That was Julie Felix with her take on Peggy Seeger's The Spice Girls song.